Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, How Can Seattle Homeowners Effectively Seal Their Homes Against Rodent Entry? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Seattle homeowners are spending thousands of dollars fixing rat damage when a few hours of prevention could save them all that headache. Let's fix that today with some straight talk about rodent-proofing your home. First things first, we need to think like a rat. These little acrobats can squeeze through holes the size of a quarter, so we've got to get serious about finding every possible entry point. Grab a flashlight, even during daytime, and do a thorough inspection of your foundation, where utility lines enter your home, and those roof vents that rats love so much. I always tell my clients, if you can stick your pinky in it, a rat can make it their front door. Now, let's talk materials, because not all barriers are created equal. For those smaller gaps, steel wool combined with expanding foam is your best friend. Rats hate chewing through steel wool. It's like trying to eat a mouthful of paper clips. For bigger openings, go with metal flashing, and for vents, heavy-duty wire mesh is your go-to. Remember, if you can push it in with your finger, a rat can probably chew through it. Here's your prevention checklist, and I want you to take this seriously. Keep all tree branches at least 6 feet away from your roof. That's like removing the rat highway to your attic. That beautiful ivy on your walls, it's basically a rat ladder. And those garbage bins, they need to be secured tighter than a drum. Rats are looking for three things: food, water, and shelter. Don't give them any of these. Let me share a quick story about a client in Capitol Hill. During our inspection, we found 27 different entry points. That's right, 27. By sealing them all properly, we prevented what could have been $12,000 in attic damage. That's not just a win, that's a home run for prevention. Here's your homework. This weekend, pick one exterior wall, start at the bottom and work your way up with a flashlight, marking every hole bigger than a dime. Seal them all, then repeat this process weekly until you've covered your entire house. Trust me, your future self will thank you. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.